Welcome to Water Online Radio's live coverage of the American Water Works Association's 2015 Annual Conference and Expo. Broadcasting live from Anaheim, California. ACE 15, uniting the world of water. Water Online Radio is brought to you by WaterOnline.com, showcasing today's water industry leaders and innovators. And now, here are your hosts, Todd Schnick and Kelly Riggs.
All right. Good afternoon and welcome back to Water Online Radio's fourth year of coverage from ACE and hello from Anaheim. I'm your host, Todd Schnick, joined by my friend and colleague, Kelly Riggs. About to go to lunch, but we have a great way to end up the morning session. This is going to be a great conversation.
Yeah, I think so, because, you know, we talk a lot about technology. In any industry, there's a technological application. There's also a lot of heavy lifting that needs to be done as well, and sometimes those things merge. It'd be interesting to have this conversation today.
Let's get to it. We're joined by David Brace, Regional Sales Manager East Coast with Brentwood Industries. David, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
Oh, it's our pleasure. Thanks for stopping by. I know you're very busy here at ACE. Before we get into our conversation, David, take a quick second. Inform the audience a bit about Brentwood Industries. What do you do? How do you serve your market?
Brentwood Industries is based in Reading, Pennsylvania. They're basically a plastic molding house. They have several divisions. I'm tasked with the water, wastewater side for the various product lines that we have. They also do cooling towers and heavy gauge molding. But on the water, wastewater side, we've got brand names, Polychem Systems, tube settlers. SEDVAC is a vacuum type sediment removal system. Biologically, we do trickling filters. Brentwood is a plastics company. They do plastics and have done it for 40 years. We just celebrated our 40th anniversary. So,
congratulations.
And if they're in a market, they pretty much dominate the market. I mean, they do cooling towers. They do upwards of 90% of the cooling towers in the entire world.
Okay.
Trickling filters, same thing. Now, again, there's not a lot of trickling filters out there, but if they are, it's usually a Brentwood Media that's in the store. So, and on the Polychem side, we're here to talk about Polychem, those chain and flight systems. Traditionally, we do 70 to 75% of them in the U.S. every year. It's just we're that dominant in that category. So,
and that's what I call the heavy lifting side. I mean,
it is.
But you guys are all over the world. 18,000 installations. We were talking before the show, all over the world.
Yep, 60 countries, 12 territories in Canada, and all 50 states. Yeah, there's not an inch of the globe that we don't cover. And in some of the emerging markets, we're just opening up a facility in India. Internationally, we have locations in outside of Bangkok, Prague. So they're strategically locating. Media, if you're not familiar with it, it's a PVC plastic or other type of plastic that's formulated in a certain shape. And it's a lot of air. So there's not a lot of weight to it. So when you ship this material, you ship a lot of air. So by having production facilities in different countries, we can reduce that cost and save that shipping. So
how relevant is chain and flight system still today with all the technology that's out there?
It's an old technology. Well, not it's an old system. The technology has changed dramatically since back.
To make it work, right?
Just upgrade it. You know, back in the day, after the 40s, after the war, it was cast iron chain, redwood flights, very heavy equipment, really robust, built to last. And over the years, Polychem was one of the first in the 70s to switch that cast iron chain into a non-metallic chain. So we're steadily improving the materials, but it's the same application. So a rectangular box, the chain moves a flight, comes across the bottom of the floor, scrapes the settled solids, sludge, or sediment into a hopper for removal. The improvements have been by the manufacturers over the last 40 years.
Right.
Upgrades in plastics, different maintenance designs, just to make it easier and more readily accessible for the operators to be able to work with this equipment. So,
well, you mentioned Polychem a couple times. Go deeper on that. Tell us all about that.
Polychem has been around. They were the first, like I said, with the plastic chain back in the 73 or 74 timeframe. It was actually the old Bud system. Fortunate for us, there's still Bud chain, B-U-D-D. It's a big company back in the day, and that was branched off back in the 70s as a separate entity, and it was switched to Polychem. Luckily for Polychem, it was owned by a single family for almost 30-some years until Brentwood purchased it back in 2003. So we didn't go through a lot of changes in terms of ownership, so we were able to focus strictly on chain and flight systems. That's all they did for a lot of years, was nothing but... So they became the experts. With that many installations... 70 to 75% of it every year. You do 500-600 of these, you get to be pretty good at figuring out what it needs to be and what's applicable. So with all the different technologies that come into play on some of these municipal plants now, you've got to be a little bit more careful about what's actually going into some of these basins. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you've got the sludge, but you've got different chemicals. Chemicals affect the plastics in different ways. You need to know if this chemical is going to attack this type of plastic or this type of metal. So we do 100% polychem, non-metallic, non-corrosive system. So the only bit of steel that's in that tank is some stainless steel hardware. Everything else is engineered plastics.
Which makes complete sense in a water environment, right? To get away from the metal side. So I assume there's more to it than just the transition over to non-metallic. Tell us some of the other benefits.
Well, I mean, the biggest improvement, I think, over the last 17 years that I've been in the business has been the focus on the maintenance-friendly aspect of the improvements that we made. Everything is focused on making it easier to install and making it easier to be maintained by the operators and the maintenance crew. We do a non-metallic stub shaft system. There's no through shaft. So with a through shaft, you've got a bearing on the wall, heavy shaft. In order to change that bearing, you've got to elevate that shaft, remove the housing. It's very cumbersome. In a stub shaft system, you're looking at a 3/4-inch bolt. You pop it off, pull off the sprocket, pull off the sleeve bearing. You can change your bearing in less than 5 minutes. So they made it easier for these guys to be able to maintain the equipment. And consequently, the equipment's lasting that much longer. If you can maintain it, it'll last 20, 25 years without worry.
Hmm. So the chain and flight system, is that the only Polychem offering?
No, Polychem does, well, that's their core business. But auxiliary equipment inside that tank, you can go from scum troughs, again, chain and flight system, so you're pushing the sediment across the floor. The chain and flight will go up across the top and push scum to the opposite direction. Scum is floatables. That gets into a scum pipe or a helical skimmer. These are all pieces of equipment that Polychem can supply.
Gotcha.
In addition to that, there's the screw conveyors where the sediment or the sludge gets dumped into a hopper. You can either use a sump or you can put a cross screw that's going to aug it over into another hopper for removal. We also supply those. Control panels. Monitoring systems is a big one. Back in the day with these systems, everybody had some type of monitoring system that they used. Whiskers or flags, they were all inherently problematic. They had a lot of nuisance failures. So about 7-8 years ago, Brentwood took it upon themselves to do an R&D project to go into it and say, let's figure out what needs to be done and why this system hasn't worked in the past. And there was a couple of aha moments during that R&D. We discovered that you have to actually begin monitoring it at the beginning of the scraping zone. Nowhere else in the tank does it make sense. At the beginning of the scraping zone, when that flight is under load, we monitor the two sprockets, and they're in rotation. And there's embedded rare earth magnets in the face of those sprockets. And if any snag gets caught anywhere else in this tank, a bolt pops up, a wear shoe comes off, whatever it is, one of those two sprockets is going to stop rotating first. Well, if the other sprocket sees that next magnet without seeing this other one, it immediately shuts it off because it knows if it keeps going, it's just going to break something.
Right.
And we've got over 370 of these things installed so far to date. And glad to say we haven't lost a piece of equipment. Wow. So we resolved that problem that's been plaguing the industry for years. And like I said earlier, that's pretty much how all these things get improved upon and introduced into the industry, is by the various manufacturers saying, hey, this is the latest bells and whistles that we've got going, and here's why. And basically it moves across the industry, and we lift the whole industry up that way.
So, David, I suspect you've already referenced it, but be specific about what you're highlighting here at ACE 15 and why people should drop by the booth.
Well, the booth, again, we've got a brand new booth. We've been doing ACE for 20-some years, and we've got a brand new booth. So just to see the booth is enough of a reason. But product-wise, we've got, we're also highlighting the Polychem system and the Sedvac, traditional water technologies. Polychem on the one side, we're celebrating going over the 18,000 mark. That's a nice little feather in our cap. The Sedvac is a brand new into the industry over the last 6 or 7 years. That's a whole different spin on type of removal systems. And again, just simple technology. So those are two main focuses. We've got everything else over in the booth, but those are the two big focuses that we're focused on today.
Outstanding. Well, David, I hate to say it, but we are about out of time. Before we let you go, how can people contact you should they have questions? Where can they learn more about Brentwood Industries?
The best place is online. Go onto the BrentwoodIndustries.com website. It's very user-friendly. All the information on our various products is on there in the water, wastewater side. That's probably the best shot to get a hold of somebody.
Outstanding.
Very, very friendly to use.
Very good. David Brace, Regional Sales Manager, East Coast with Brentwood Industries. David, great to have you. Thanks again for stopping by and joining us.
Thanks, Todd. Thanks, Kelly.
Great to have you.
All right. That's it for this broadcast. To listen to every great conversation from Southern California here at Ace 15, on demand, check out wateronlineradio.com. That's wateronlineradio.com. So on behalf of myself, my co-host Kelly Riggs, Engineer Floyd, and all of us at Water Online, I'm Todd Schnick. Water Online Radio. We'll be right back.